to the O Woman podcast, where we discuss, oh, so many things related to women's sexuality, bodies, thoughts, and lives. We'll talk about everything from our relationships to our orgasms to our children and our ovaries, and we'll share outstanding experiences and ordinary ones. I'm Emma, and a big open welcome to you. Thanks for joining me for the show today. This is episode 97 of the O Woman podcast. And after a short hiatus, I've not been as good lately about doing episodes, and I hate that. I hate that that's what's happened, I feel like, with my busyness and my life. But I'm really going to get back into doing one every day because it's what matters to me. But everybody I know in their life can face issues of, you know, procrastination or being too busy. But it's about prioritizing, and I need to prioritize the O Woman podcast. So today we're starting fresh again, almost at episode 100, which is pretty exciting. And we're going to talk about kissing around the world. So some of the different traditions about public kissing, greeting, signs of affection. We talked about PDA in past episodes, and I don't mean in this episode so much about PDA as I do about greeting each other, and interacting with each other, just kind of in a social way, not necessarily in a romantic way. So first of all, people in the U.S. tend, like, to not kiss each other. People in the U.S. might hug each other, they might shake hands, but it isn't so common for Americans to kiss each other on the cheek, kiss each other on the lips, air kiss each other. Some people tend to do this, you know, subgroups of people might do it, like girlfriends might kiss each other on the cheek or something like that. But as a general idea, not all women or all men or all, you know, people kiss each other in a certain way in the U.S. And so I really wanted to talk a little bit about it today, about how it's different around the world. And I found this really cool article that I wanted to talk about, a couple of the things that they mention about the way kissing around the world can be different. So we talked about America and how you don't really kiss in public in America as a greeting. But people in the Arctic region do something called an Eskimo kiss. You might have heard of this before, which is showing affection by kind of pressing your nose against someone else's nose, and maybe even your cheek or your forehead of the other person. So your nose might touch their nose or their cheek or their forehead. So it's practiced pretty widely in Mongolia, Vietnam, Cambodia, in addition to in the Arctic, and often it's used in the Polynesian Islands and among the Maori tribe of New Zealand. So I think that's a pretty interesting thing, and I don't even know if you could really classify this as a kiss per se, the way Americans think of a kiss. They think of a kiss as being lips, at least lips on something. But I really like this tradition. I think it's really neat, and I'm jealous that the U.S. doesn't tend to do this, because to me it shows, like all traditions of greeting and kissing and hugging, it shows kind of a reverence or a connection that it, to me, is even different than a kiss. It shows a bodily connection, a sense of respect and in touchness with the other person, and I think that's a really interesting thing. So in European countries, for example, a couple of those are the Netherlands, Switzerland, Montenegro, Macedonia, Slovenia. It's pretty customary for people to greet by kissing one another's cheeks three times alternately. So if you start with the right cheek, and this isn't air kissing, this is actually kissing. So you start with the other person's right cheek, then you kiss their left cheek, then you kiss their right cheek. That's as common as a hug or a handshake might be in the U.S. And there's, you know, there's kissing in a lot of different cultures, but I think it's interesting also to note how people that try to do this sort of thing in the U.S., if they are not from one of the countries that naturally does it, how often that can kind of throw off another person that's greeting them. So if someone knows that their friend or someone they're meeting is from another country, like, for example, you know, Macedonia, Slovenia, they're not going to be as surprised, I think, to get a cheek kiss, because they'll think, oh, it's a cultural thing, I get it, this is neat. But if it's just a random person, especially if it's a guy kissing a girl, I've noticed this in my own life, and you know this person isn't from another country, you know their family isn't from another country, you know they've started to do kind of a cheek kiss thing, it definitely can throw you off. And that's happened to me before, and it actually feels a little bit freaky. It feels like an invasion of space when you know that it isn't a cultural thing, when you know that it's something else. Maybe it's, you know, trying to seem cute, trying to seem sweet, trying to seem social, trying to seem, you know, some other culture besides US. But I just think it's interesting that when you know the cultural background of someone, the way they greet you really seems different, because you're not as concerned, oh, I'm getting kissed on the cheek by a guy or a lady from another country, because I'm guessing it's one of their traditions. But if it's from your neighbor down the block who you've known for 20 years and he's, you know, super American, then that could be a little bit different. So I think that's kind of something interesting to note. Kissing in public is not something that is cool in Japan in general. So there are countries, some of which we've just mentioned, that where kissing in public is okay. But in Japan, it's not really something you do. Generally, men and women are going to greet each other by bowing. And men and men are going to greet each other by bowing. And that is even preferable to a handshake or a hug. So in the U.S., where we might fall back on a hug, depending on if you, how well you know the person, or a handshake, or maybe a wave or something, in Japan it would be more common to bow to them. And there's a certain way the bowing happens, and I don't know that much about it. But it isn't a deep bow, like you're at a ball. It's a shallow bow. And so I think that's an interesting thing to note, too, is sometimes marks of respect and greeting don't have to be physical contact. And in some cultures, it isn't preferable. Handshakes, physical contact, a hug's physical contact, a kiss is physical contact. But in Japan, the preferred greeting would be a bow, and that isn't a physical contact. Now, for the Italians, those of us who think of Italy probably think, oh, romance and love and men who love women. One of my friends, her family is Italian, and she's always told me Italian men, European men, love women. They just admire them, revere them, and have a different way of appreciating them than American men. And for the Italians, kissing one time is not enough. So a kiss is only considered complete when it's done on each cheek twice. I don't know if you start with the right or the left, so, but that's four cheek kisses. So that's kiss, 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 kiss. That's a lot of kissing. But I think it's neat to sort of track the kissing traditions in different countries and think about maybe how that matches with that country's idea of sexuality or romantic things, or how public these things are allowed to be. And I would say in the case of Italy, Italy is known as being a very romantic place with very romantic people. Four kisses seems an appropriate amount. So, like the Italians, the French also do the same tradition, kissing on each cheek twice. And then also, we can't overlook the idea of French kissing, which, you know, clearly is named for France, which we know all about this. It's passionate, romantic, and it's a sexual form of kissing, which is associated with France. Now, the Irish are strong believers that anyone who kisses a specific stone, it's called the Blarney Stone. It's housed at Blarney Castle, and usually when people kiss it, they have to kind of lay on this, like, overhanging ground thing and reach out and kiss the stone, and they hang on to kind of a railing, kind of. So they're laying backwards, like, potentially they could fall in a gap, and they have to kiss the stone, or, you know, they want to kiss the stone. So, and that isn't so much of a social thing when you think about it, but it makes you feel that it's going to give you the gift of eloquence, or in other words, the gift of the gab. So you'll be able to speak well, you'll be well spoken, you'll have good stuff to say, the way you say it will be nice, people will listen. And I imagine this must have something to do also with being able to charm the person that you might like. So all of those things, that's kissing is sort of a good luck charm in this case. And now kissing is not just a thing of, it's not just for greeting or for luck, for example, with the Blarney Stone, but it can also be a way of showing respect, which when you think about the Eskimo kiss, that can be a way of showing respect too. So some countries, for example, there's lots of them, but some of them are Poland, Austria, Hungary, Romania, a kiss on the hand is a respectful, good way to greet a woman. You're considering her, according to culture, you're considering her a lady, you're showing her respect. And there's definitely different portions in history in different cultures and countries where that's been the case. Same thing in the U.S. There's been periods in the U.S. where a kiss on the hand is considered a bit romantic, but an acceptable form of romance that shows a respect. And, you know, you've seen old movies where a woman can swoon over getting kissed on the hand. It is sort of a wooing thing, especially in modern times when you're not used to getting kissed on the hand. Cause I mean, I'm not used to getting kissed on the hand. Now, the practice of kissing each other is not common among most African tribes. The act of kissing isn't as much used for, greeting or something like that, but it's often used as an act of reverence. For example, kissing the ground as an act of reverence, or kissing an object as an act of reverence. So when you think about it like this, you think about kissing as, it has so many different uses. It can show respect or reverence or, you know, affection or love or sexual interest, which I think is really interesting. In some Arab countries, not all Arab countries, but some Arab countries, men kissing men is common practice. It's not a big deal. If you think about a man kissing a man in the U.S., unless they're, you know, together, married, boyfriend, a couple, people are going to go, whoa. And they might even, if it's a gay couple, they might go, whoa. But they're going to understand a little bit better that they're a couple. I understand that. But men that aren't a couple, of course, it's often the case in Arab countries, a man might kiss a man. It's common practice. It's no big deal. What's customary is a hug. They hug each other. And then there's a kiss on the cheek or a forehead kiss. Now, while men can kiss men and women can kiss women in some Arab countries, it's not going to be as acceptable in these same places for opposite gendered people to kiss. Now, that's different if it's your sister, if you're a man and it's your sister, or your mother or something like that. But opposite gender kissing is frowned upon. It's risque. It's not right. But women kissing women, men kissing men, in that customary greeting way is an acceptable thing. Now, something that has become more popular, I think, in some of the more westernized countries like the U.S., Australia, air kissing has become a thing, which I find to be a bit ridiculous, where, you know, people just get close enough to each other and go, mwah, mwah, you know, and don't actually kiss each other. To me, it seems a bit pretend. I mean, well, because it is pretend. It's pretend kissing. But to me, it seems like the rest of what is being displayed seems pretend, too. And I know that's not the case with everybody, but I'm always shocked to be air kissed, which doesn't happen very often. When our faces are touching and I get air kissed, it's a little different. But when you just sort of go close to each other but not close enough to kiss, it almost seems like they're scared to touch me or something like that, which doesn't feel good. So that's something that is a type of sort of greeting, kissing, that happens in the U.S. But when you think about it, it's a certain type of personality or a certain type of person with their friends that would do that. It's not common practice for everyone to do that. In some Latin American countries like Mexico and Colombia, people usually greet each other with one kiss, so a kiss on the cheek. And in Brazil, they prefer two cheeks, so a kiss on one cheek and a kiss on another cheek. And women, this is interesting, women in Ecuador are greeted with one kiss on their right cheek only. So that's the women. So it's different in different countries based on amount of kisses, which cheek, and then honestly, who receives kisses, who gets kisses, and who gives kisses. In some countries, in many countries around the world, like, for example, Japan, public kissing isn't so common, isn't so smiled upon. India, for example, and China as well, it's not really a public activity. It's not something that people generally want to see or is part of public view is kissing. It's more of a private activity, even if it's a greeting kind of kiss. Now, some U.S. states, this is interesting, I didn't know some of these, some U.S. states have unique kissing customs, which are sort of like weird out-of-date laws or different weird traditions. So, for example, one of them is kissing your wife, if you're a man, I assume. Well, I guess in the case, if you're in Connecticut, Hartford, Connecticut, this is where this is, if you're two women and you get, and one of the women kisses their wife, same thing. It would be illegal to do that on a Sunday. So whoever kissing their wife is illegal in Hartford, Connecticut. It's illegal for you to do that on a Sunday. And also, it's illegal for a man with a mustache to habitually kiss human beings in Indiana. Now, of course, no one follows these, but aren't they interesting to just think about? And in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, it's a crime to kiss a stranger. And I can see the reasoning behind that. You know, you don't want to go up and kiss someone and kind of violate their space. But I think that's interesting. It shouldn't be illegal if the two strangers are agreeing. And the last little blurb for today is a little bit about Egypt. So public kissing between men and women is prohibited, just like it's frowned upon in some other countries. But people of the same gender, as in other, you know, Arab countries or many other countries, can kiss each other with no problem. And they kiss each other on the cheeks three times. So men can kiss men, women can kiss women, but not cross-gender kissing. That's not something that is cool in Egypt. So just a little bit of tidbits for you today, thinking about the world around you and the way so much of what we experience is a social construct, and the way we believe kissing or physical contact or sexuality or PDA or any of those things are socially constructed. And they're real for you. They mean something to you. But it's just nice to keep in mind that everybody has a different reality. So it's nice to just be aware and considerate of other people and what they think is a custom and what they think is special for them. As always, thanks so much for listening to the O Woman Podcast. Check out the episodes you've missed in the episode archives tab at owomanpodcast.com. Check out O Woman Podcast on Facebook and subscribe on iTunes and rate the episodes, please. That would be great. Thanks so much for listening, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye.